What's going on, world? This is Derek Dunn with ReviewsAndDone.net. This evening, I have the pristine pleasure of speaking with acting coach Louis Stansel. Some of his past clients include Jordan Calloway from the series Black Lightning and comedian Rodney Perry. Most recently, he served as the acting coach for hip-hop artist Meek Mill in the highly anticipated urban drama Charm City Kings. Louis, thank you for taking the time to speak with me this evening. How are you doing today, brother?
Hey, I'm blessing you.
I can't complain, man. Just, you know, trying to make it with this coronavirus stuff going around. So a lot of writing on my part and just a lot of soul searching because nothing but time.
Likewise. I'm doing a lot of strategizing, planning for the future as well on my end.
I know the buzz for Charm City Kings is crazy. I'm actually based in the Northern Virginia area myself, so you know I'm close to Baltimore. So you know I'm always down to support local talent. So as soon as it gets out here, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, man. So the original date was supposed to be worldwide April 17th, but because of the situation, we have a release date in theaters for now August 14th for Charm City Kings.
Well, you know, as they say, patience is a virtue, and good things come to those who wait. So. A little waiting won't get further. So let's go ahead and get started. First question is, how did you get your start as an acting coach?
Oh wow, as an acting coach. So I have a mentor. Well, had a mentor. His name was Dustin Felder. So he was acting coaches for the stars in Hollywood. So he worked with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith to coach the kids, Jaden Smith and Willow Smith. He coached Marlon Wayans. He coached a lot of top actors in L.A. He was my mentor, and we both opened up a school called DFAS Atlanta. And from there, he passed away last year, unfortunately. So now I branched off and started my own company called LS Studios. And through the networking from my career, I've been able to work with producers who reached out to me to be on-set coaches.
Cool. I know that Meek Mill has done acting work in the past. I know he was in the film Streets, you know, a little urban direct-to-video joint, but it's, you know, it's all about supporting black talent by any means necessary. What tip did you give Meek to channel the character of blacks in Charm City Kings?
And I want to touch on that as well. This is his first leading role. He was just like a co-star in that other past film that he did, but for him to step into this role, just understanding that we're all collective, that we all want everyone to win. So he never worked with an acting coach before, so it was really interesting just to be able to give him different perspective of how to attack a scene per day so that he doesn't think of it in its entirety, because most people don't know that we film movies and TV shows out of order. So he had to understand what the scene was for the day. So getting him prepared for the tone of that day, as in what that scene would call for. So just seeing him hit the daily day would be going to his trailer, talking about the scene, prepping emotionally for that from the notes that I've been received from the producers and director for that day, and then and killing it.
Yeah, I know that I know a lot of folks that went to Sundance that are, you know, pretty tough critics on musicians becoming actors, but everyone that I talk to, you know, I can assure you that, you know, they say that Meek just totally slays the role, and it should be a breakout, and you'll see him in a different kind of light. So I'm not really a fan of Meek's music per se, but mm-hmm. where he's at now as opposed to where he was, say, 8 years ago with his music, like, you know, I can tell that he's grown as a man, you know, based on his, I guess his experience being locked up or whatever. So, like, you know, he's totally different. He's on a totally different wavelength than he was, you know, when he was coming out, you know, as an MC. Like, he's totally a mature type personnel. I guess you could say similar to how 50 is now when it comes to business and acting and being serious about the craft and not just, you know, I'm a rapper and I can be in a movie.
Right.
Like, now he's serious about the craft and the art
the craft.
Of
yeah.
acting.
Yeah, yeah. My takeaway working with him, he was very attentive and he wanted to get the work done. So I appreciated that.
Right. I've been a huge fan of Jahai Winston since he portrayed a young Ralph Tresvant in an Ambition story. I think any day now, that young brother's due for a huge breakout. Do you think Charm City, Charm City Kings will be that film?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that, you know, this role challenged him as an actor. So anybody that are watching it from the producer's standpoint or director's hat will want to work with this kid. He is phenomenal. So I was blessed to work with him on that set. And he comes from a lovely household. His mom, his brother, they definitely, you know, raised him right.
Yeah, he's a, I mean, you know, I might be biased, you know, I'm a New Edition stan, so, but, you know, him playing Ralph was, like, one thing, but when I saw him carry the, his Netflix show, what was it called? I'm having a brain fart. But anyway, the show he was on Netflix where he was the lead, and, you know, he carried that by himself. I'm like, this kid is going to be someone, he's going to be one to watch, because he's just naturally talented. Like, you know, he just has natural aura.
Instincts, yeah.
About him.
Yeah.
I understand that you have to. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, it was just an honor just to see him work, you know, amongst the other actors. Like, for Meek, never, you know, this is his leading role, and him going up against Jahi, their chemistry was very great.
Cool.
So yeah, man.
I understand that you have studios in L.A. and Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a difference in the vibe between actors from down south and actors on the West Coast?
Absolutely not. We all appreciate both studios. So the studio is called LS Studios. So it's my name, Louis Stansel Studios. So the actors, they all want to work. You know, the only difference is the business aspect of it. You know, Hollywood is Hollywood, is entertainment capital of the world. So there's more opportunities there. It will never go anywhere. But Atlanta is definitely like the new girl. Everyone wants to know who this new girl is. So it's definitely a market that's on the rise, and there's a lot of talent that is here that is blowing up. And actually, Jahi lives in Atlanta.
Cool.
Yeah.
One of the things I found interesting on your website regarding your training style was you mentioned a get real and tactical training. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how they differ?
Absolutely. So the Get Real is specifically marketing material. So actors need footage to pitch themselves to agents, managers, and casting directors. So if you're an artist that, you know, can't get your copies from your short film or the web series from your directors or producers, we offer a class that gives them, you know, a scene for their reel. But more importantly, the actors need to know and understand their type. So that's the beauty of that. So that class, we offer it where actors come to our course, take the course, and then we go out on location and we film those scenes that are specifically for their type. The tactical class is specifically for anyone that wants to learn on-camera combat. So like falling, throwing a punch, or landing a punch properly in front of the camera. That's where it's different.
Nice. How was the experience working with Lorel Howery on his pilot presentation for Netflix?
Oh, man, that was so much fun. You know, I got a phone call from Lil Ro, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I got a phone call from Bianca Holly, who is the content creator for that, and she partnered up with Lil Ro. And she was like, yo, I need some actors, you know. Would you be willing to be a casting director for it? And I was like, absolutely. So I had full control of bringing in about 95% of the talent for that pilot presentation. So it was a blessing and an honor to, you know, have that hat on and then having Lil Rel watch it and give his praise. It was definitely a good collab.
Yeah, the Rel's another one that's just, I think he's almost there, but he's another one that's like due for a breakout
mm-hmm.
any minute, because he's been very diverse in his you know, in his role that he's
in his career.
Chosen.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, he was totally different
sure.
in how, you know, based on how he was in Bird Box, you know, then he was totally different in Britney Runs a Marathon. He did something different in the Photograph.
Get
Out. So yeah, Lorel's another one that's gonna right there nearing a breakout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so
for sure. Yeah.
One of my favorite film genres is a musical biopic. Who's one musical artist story you would like to be told on the big screen, and who would you cast in the role?
Oh wow. Ooh.
Yeah, question always that question is my standard interview question. It always throws people, like, they don't know what to say right away.
Yeah, because I got to think about that. That's not something that I would, like, constantly think about. But that's a great question. Let's see. Ooh, that's good. I would say Michael Jackson. A biopic of Michael Jackson's story, right? Who would I cast? I have no clue. I'm having a brain fart.
Well, the thing about Mike, I interviewed Stokely from In Condition last night. He and I, you know, talked about this. The thing about Mike is Mike's story is so diverse and so expansive. You could focus just on the Thriller years by itself, and you have a story right then and there. You know, or you could focus on this when, you know, when him and his brothers left Motown. And that in itself is enough for a two-hour movie, or even focus on his struggles between Off the Wall and Thriller and how that affected him mentally, like how he didn't get the accolades that he deserved. Yeah, but Mike would be very hard to, real hard to cast. I mean, I think the only person that could pull it off might be Evan Ross.
But it might be Evan Ross, but I'm real big on, you know, artists that pushes us forward, like that actually has a story behind their life, you know, and pushes us forward in a better light. So, yeah, that's a good one because, there's a lot of artists that's out there. But at the end of the day, I'm like, what have they done to move us forward, us as Black folks?
Yeah. Yeah, I can respect that. Like I said, I mean, that's my favorite genre of film. Like, you know, I think it always taps into, you know, like you're saying, what moves us forward. And, like, you know, people say, well, why are they doing a movie about so-and-so? Well, like, if you have to ask, then that's the reason why, like, you need to know their story. Like, with J-Hud playing Aretha Franklin, like, you know, I don't think that's going to be a warts and all. I think they're going to focus on one particular time period because her story is just so expansive. Like, you know, you're talking like 50 years of 50 plus years of music. The same with you know, when Jamie Foxx did Ray. Like, you know, you focused on just the meat of his story, but you kind of cut out the potatoes, which is, you know, fine. I mean, obviously, you know, you can't tell the full story, but you give the fans enough to appease them.
Right, for sure.
Moving on, next question. So as a huge film connoisseur myself, I often tell people that there's a difference between being an actor and being a movie star. Do you share the same sentiment?
Repeat the question one more time for me.
As a film connoisseur myself, and a licensed film critic, I often tell people there's a difference between being a movie star and being an actor. Do you share the same sentiment? Like, do you think there's a difference between
the two? Absolutely, because being
my
a
man,
movie
you see, a lot of folks don't, a lot of folks don't get that, and they, you know, some people call me a hater. It's like, yo, I'm not hating. It's just there is a difference between the two.
Absolutely, I feel like being a movie star is all about politics, and not it's jaded for me. As far as an actor, it's about the love of the craft. So no matter what medium you're in, either on a stage or, you know, in front of a 99-seat theater or, you know, in a short film, you're still having the love of the craft, the work. And that's what differentiates the both of those terms.
Yeah, like, and, you know, brother, like I said, a lot of folks don't get that. Like, you know, I'll tell them, like, you know, again, I'm not hating. It's just that if you take somebody like a Jeffrey Wright,
mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Wright's an actor, but
mm-hmm.
someone like a Michael B. Jordan, to me, Michael B. Jordan's a movie star. Now, it's not saying that he's
mm-hmm.
bad because he can deliver, but, you know, you won't see Jeffrey Wright doing like a Creed where he's carrying the movie by himself, but he'll go in there and he'll, Jeffrey Wright will hold his own with, say, Daniel Day-Lewis and Denzel. That's the same, you know,
right,
in
right,
the
right.
same type of role because he's an actor. He's not really
right.
a movie star. It's more about the craft, not really the
right
check per se. Speaking of acting, are there any A-list actors you love to work with and give tips to?
Yes. Oh, give tips to. You want to know something? I would love to work with somebody where I can learn from them as well. So I'm all about that. But as far as to give tips to, that's almost like, ooh, that's like judgment. I just want to say who I would love to work with, and that's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is so impeccable. He has a phenomenal career. However, he's really good with his impediments. Like, his characters like that he portrayed from comedy to drama and kills it in both. That dude is amazing. Like, I feel like he's underrated. Another person that's underrated to me, another actor but also actress, is Angela Bassett. I feel like Angela Bassett is underrated. You know, like,
yeah, Auntie always delivers. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, even in a bad movie, like, Angela still can give you, you know, an A1 performance.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, she's got
absolutely.
Somebody that's gonna, like, you know, walk through it. She'll still give you an A1 performance that you remember. And I think with Fox, I read an interview with Reginald Hudlin when they were doing Django, and he was saying how, like, you know, we've only seen about maybe 60% of what Jamie can actually do. He's like, you know, Jamie holds back a lot because he wants to let other, you know, others shine in movies that he does. So he's just like, yeah, I'm going to fall back. And if this so happens, you know, I get accolades, but he holds back, and even when he holds back, he still, like, kills it in everything that he does.
Yeah, man. Yep.
All right. So with the coronavirus having the world on lockdown right now, what three movies are your go-to to watch to pass the time?
What three movies am I going to watch to pass the time?
Yeah, just anything old, new, just, you know, your go-tos. Like, whenever you're locked down, something you'll watch no matter what, no matter how many times you've seen it.
And that's hard for me too, because I am so busy that this actually got me going crazy. Like, damn, I gotta actually watch TV and movie right now. But I actually, and that's wild, because it's like, as an artist, I should always be watching movies and TV. But as a business owner, it's always pulling me to be in front of actors. Whereas, like, man, I'm missing watching TV and movies. So I'm actually doing my homework to watch movies and TV shows right now. So that's a hard question for me right now to answer, because I got to be honest, like, I don't watch as much as I should.
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, I'll Purple Rain is something that I'll always watch if it's on TV. Like, I mean, I'll stop what I'm doing and I'll watch Purple Rain.
Okay. Okay.
Coming to America is another one. And
okay.
Probably The Departed. Like, I'll, like, literally, like, I can stop what I'm doing if I look in the channels and I'll sit there and watch those three movies from start to finish, no matter how many times I've seen
them. Yeah, man. Okay. Okay.
All right. What tips do you have for someone looking to become an acting coach?
Can you repeat the question?
What tips do you have for someone looking to become an acting coach?
Oh, dope. Training. Number one, make sure that you have your arsenal of training. You know, your vocabulary is very important because communication is very important so that you can reach the actor. So training is essential. And then becoming an acting coach is actually all about networking. So it's all about who knows you, more importantly. So becoming an on-set coach or just being a coach on a TV show or a movie or, you know, or a theater, the production company will hire you or it's by star request. So network is essential.
Cool. So as an acting coach, if say the role calls for a something I can word this. All right, so you're from Baltimore, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
All right, so let's say that someone wants to do a story on Baltimore house music as a love story. Would you have and they're going to cast somebody from say Oregon as a Baltimore house DJ? Would you have them hang out with somebody in Baltimore that's a Baltimore house DJ, or would you just let them kind of wing it to ensure that
understood? So that's when we get into the approach, right? So understanding what the intent is important for the acting coach as well. So one thing that I've learned from working on film After Earth with Will Smith and Jaden Smith, right? Will Smith and Jaden had their own acting coaches. Then they both had a dialect coach, and then they had the director, and then they had the producer. And then being able to see that from 2012, the next thing I know about a whole, back in 2018, that's when we shot this movie, Charm City Kings, just seeing how this film, they did the same thing. They had me as the acting coach, and then they hired a dialect coach prior to, you know, being in production and then having a director. I say that all to say that there was no room for wrong. So everyone has their own job. Everyone has their own duties. So for me, I wouldn't focus on the dialect aspect. I will only cater to the performance driven. So if there was a need where the director wants, you know, the actor to go on location to, you know, get some behavioral traits, then that's cool, you know. Otherwise, we'll do research and we'll pull up things online and we'll talk about the scene, we'll talk about the script, you know, about the behavioral traits. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, and that's very, you know, that's very commendable because, like, you know, even though, you know, the D.C. area and Baltimore are, like, close, like, you know, it's a totally different, I'm sure you can relate,
right,
like, you know,
right,
it's a totally different vibe, and Meek,
right,
being from Philly, and for me to hear, like, you know, Meek really nailed, you know, he really nailed the Baltimore swag of somebody being from Baltimore is like,
right,
wow,
right.
Like, you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, and that's the beauty of it, too, is that it helped because Meek actually knows Baltimore. You know, like the dirt bike scene is very big in the DMV area, particularly Baltimore. So him spending time in this market, it helped. You know, it was easier for me. It was easier for the director and the producer. So it was like gold to work on his set. And we have local Baltimore actors like Chino and Willie Queen that are, you know, in this movie as well, so that helped to have, you know, tons of local talent that was in this film just to support, you know, the the behavioral traits and not make it seem jaded. So it was important for the producers, because Jada is from Baltimore, and then Caleb, you know, he's from Baltimore as well. So Caleb wanted the film to be authentic to the city. And the film was wrapped around the film adaptation of 12 O'Clock Boys on Netflix. Yeah. So having that, you know, coming from documentary, it was inspired by it. Now, this film is almost like The Boys in the Hood meet The Fast and the Furious. All right, so it was pretty dope just to see all of this come together, because there's actually no film out there like that with dirt bike riders and, like, the inner city, you know, grunge of these dirt bike gangs. So it was cool.
Cool. Speaking on Baltimore, I know that you were in what I think is very, very underrated, and that's the movie Love with Common.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, you know, I think Common should have got some, you know, awards for Love, but with Common being a Chicago cat and Common, you know, Love being set in Baltimore, do you think Common nailed the persona for someone from Baltimore?
Absolutely. The Common is an underrated actor as well. I feel like artist is artist, you know, like, no matter if you're, you asked me earlier in revisiting, you said, who is an actor that I would love to give notes to, right? Who would I love to work with?
Yes.
You remember that question? I would love to work with Beyonce. I would love to work with Beyonce and give her some notes. Because what I feel like it is that actors only have the lines to go off of. They're just having a conversation that the writers wrote. So therefore, the actors have to understand their brand and their type, right? So going back to Common, I feel like this was his brand and his type because of his upbringing, right? He had the nuances to reach the character that he portrayed in Love. So I feel like if the actor or the singer or the rapper or the dancer that wants to tap into acting roles, they have to understand their type and their brand, and if they're authentic in their role.
Personally, man, I think Beyonce gets a lot of hate. I don't think she's that bad of an actress, because she's not an actress. You know, Beyonce is a singer. You know, I think that when she played Etta James and
Cadillac Records. She killed it.
Yeah, I thought she killed it in Cadillac Records. I mean, she did her thing. Again, you know, she's not Oscar worthy. She's not,
right.
You know, she's not trying to be Cam Newton or Jennifer Hudson. She's different. Like, kind of like how Madonna's Madonna. And I think given the right acting coach and given, like, the right kind of
script,
the right kind of role and the right script, you know, she'd have to go against type and do something kind of out the box to for people to really give her
to respect her.
To respect her, you know, as a commendable actress. Like, if she had done I don't know if you follow the trades, but had she done A Star Is Born like she was supposed to with Clint Eastwood, I think that would have been the one that would have helped her, like, break through, because, you know, Clint is, you know, Clint Eastwood, so, and Clint doesn't work.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless he sees something, and the fact that Clint was going to work with Beyonce means he saw something, you know, Queen B that he wanted to work with.
Yep.
I didn't mean to get off track, but it's like, I enjoy talking to fellow artists, because, you know, you guys understand everything that I'm saying, kind of relate to, you know, see it from the, not just like the business standpoint, but from the art standpoint.
Yeah.
All right. So, where can your fans find you on social media?
Oh, cool. So, personal page, Louis Stancil, LOUIS STANCIL. And I have the acting studio, LS Studios. So you can follow it at LS Studios ATL and LS Studios LA. Or you can go on our website, and all that information is on there, www.lsactingstudios.com.
All right. And is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, man. Go check out Charm City Kings. It's dropping August 14th. And I hope you guys enjoy Meek Mill's performance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it. I know the buzz is crazy. I mean, from what I heard, like, you know, they killed it at Sundance, and it's very, very highly anticipated. And once again, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with Reviews and Duns. Have a blessed evening, and take some time off, man.
You're
like,
cool.
You know, take off a night, just, you know, throw on a movie on Netflix and just, you know, vibe out. Because we're all stuck in the house together,
man.
Right now. So,
I will.
Once again,
absolutely.
Thank you for the time. And as always, keep chasing the dream.
Thank you.
All right. Be blessed, brother.
You too. Thanks.